This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, our host gets into a little bit more of what's going on before the second coming of Christ.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. Last time we were together, we finished the short chapter of chapter 15, which is the prelude to the bowl judgments, and today we're getting into the seven bowl judgments that are characteristic of chapter 16, which are the final judgments before the coming of Christ. Just as an overview, just to really level set where we are, the book of Revelation is organized around three sets of symbols. The first one are the seals, the second are the trumpets, and the third are the bowls. If you remember in Revelation chapter 4 through 5, we covered the seal judgments when the world is ruined by man. In chapter 8, we covered the trumpet judgments when the world is ruined by Satan. And in chapter 16, we see the bowl judgments when the world is reclaimed by God. So here in chapter 16, we're going to see where the world is reclaimed by God. So let's read verse 1. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth." In the bowl judgments, God no longer works through intermediaries, and previously he's worked through intermediaries like man in chapters 4 through 5 and Satan in chapter 8, but he takes control of the judgments himself. The bowl of judgment are poured out by his direct command, and here we see them come in rapid succession, and some of them probably overlap each other. So the first bowl that we're going to discuss are the loathsome sores in verse 2. So the first went out and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The first bowl judgment is foul and loathsome sores, which by this description I would say is an abscess. These sores afflict all who have taken the mark of the beast upon themselves and all who have worshipped the image. But what we know is that a sore is an outward sign or evidence of some inward corruption. In this case, the sores are a manifestation of the inner spiritual poison present in the person's heart. These sores come upon people as a direct consequence of their spiritual hardness of their heart. That is the first bowl. And look how rapidly they come. There's no space in between. There's no interlude in between verses 2 and 3. The next verse comes in the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. So the second vial is called blood in the seas. The emptying of the second bowl results in the oceans of the world turning to blood, causing the death of every living creature in the sea. This judgment is similar to the second seal and the second judgment. If you remember, the second seal release was a fiery red horse in Revelation chapter 6, 3 through 4. And the second trumpet announced a burning mountain that was thrown into the sea, turning a third of it into blood. All of this is very similar to the plagues of Egypt, where Moses turned the Nile to blood. Most of the fish died.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to ProjectTruthMatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.